You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It is a Thursday, and it's at this time each week. We'd like to invite into studio the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, comes by bringing all the information you need to know about movies in our area. Welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat, and hello, Russ Collins.
Yeah, well, we had an opportunity to go up north with our daughter's children, which makes them grandchildren.
You can do the math.
That's right. And we went to an old-fashioned drive-in with them, which is kind of surprising to run into up north. It's called the Cherry Bowl. It's in Honor, Michigan. And they play.
Did you go to drive-ins as a kid?
Yeah, as a kid.
Yeah, so it was nostalgic for you and quite a new experience for your grandchildren.
Very new and old all at the same time. These days, you get the soundtrack through your radio. They broadcast it in a very short-term
instead of having the window.
And they have those
speakers.
Window things there, but almost everybody uses the radio. And we saw Despicable Me 3 with the kids. Now, the odd thing about summer in Michigan, especially northern Michigan, it doesn't get dark until 10 o'clock. So they didn't start showing the first feature until 10 o'clock, but we got there early. We played miniature golf. We got on the swing set, got on the other kind of playground toys that are there.
Right, right.
And it was a lot of fun, but it was very nostalgic in a certain way and a lot of fun. So if you're in northern Michigan in that Honor, Michigan area, which is kind of between Crystal Lake and Traverse City,
right.
It's a lot of fun.
I think most people our age generally have a drive-in story or two. The first time I ever went, I've only been twice in my life. The first time I was a little kid, and my grandmother took me to see Sinbad and the Seven Seas.
Oh, yes. Bundled up in your pajamas.
Exactly right. And, you know, a little speaker in the window, which was much too loud. But I remember that fondly. And then we used to have a drive-in theater in Commerce Township.
Uh-huh.
And it was called the Commerce Theater. And the sign still stands. They're making it kind of a historical thing over in Commerce, but
oh, cool.
There's nothing left of the drive-in itself. But a young lady asked me out on a date and took me to the movie, and that was entirely good experience as well.
There you go, all the way around. There are a few drive-ins left in the metropolitan Detroit area.
Right.
The Wyoming, I think, is in the Dearborn area.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, so you can go check it out. It was fun. Now, the Despicable Me started at 10 o'clock. It got over about midnight, and then at midnight, they started showing Wonder Woman. That would have gone to close to 3
o'clock in the morning.
So, up all night watching movies. Well, opening at the multiplexes is Spider-Man. So Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, their comic book movies.
Well, is there anything that comes out anymore that isn't some sort of superhero?
Absolutely. Most of them aren't, but there are lots of superhero movies, especially in the summer when popcorn movies live. And
they're talking about a $100 million opening this coming weekend.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming stars Tom Holland, and it also features Robert Downey Jr.
In his Marissa Iron Man
Tomei.
Character?
Yeah, and Marissa Tomei as his mother, as the Spider-Man's mother, Peter Parker's mother. And Michael Keaton plays the villain in this film. So the reviews are quite good. Spider-Man Homecoming does whatever a second reboot can, deliver a colorful, fun adventure that fits snugly in the sprawling comic book legends and without getting bogged down in franchise building type of work. So again, the preliminary reviews were very good. So if you're
I'm pretty sure
Spider-Man,
our own Michael Jewett will be first in line.
Yeah, the Spider-Man Homecoming opens this Friday. If you haven't been to the Michigan Theater lately, you've got some really great films waiting for you. So The Beguiled, which is Sofia Coppola's film, where she won Best Director at the Cannes Film Festival, is currently playing. And it's set during the Civil War time. Colin Farrell plays a Union soldier who's injured, and he's put in convalescence at a all-girls school that's kind of protected from the violence of the Civil War. And so you've got this this Union soldier. You've got these young women that are going to school there. A lot of very interesting interactions all the way around. The a couple of the teachers are played by Nicole Kidman and Kirsten Dunst. And Elle Fanning is the leading young woman.
And then Colin Farrell is the wounded guy.
He's the wounded guy, absolutely.
Yeah, good cast.
The Hero is a film that if you're any kind of Sam Elliott film...
Which I am.
Yeah, you have to go see it.
Even in bad movies, I like Sam Elliott.
And he is a great, great film actor. The Washington Post wrote, there's a weird alchemy of screen acting. At its best, it's the combination of careful technique, canny withholding, and unquantifiable charisma. And that's what Elliott embodies in every frame of this modest but inordinately absorbing little movie. The Hero was the opening night film of Cinetopia. People loved it. It also stars a Nick Offerman, who is his former co-star in a TV show that they did together. And his love interest is played by Laura Prepon, who's much younger than Sam Elliott, which he has a bigger problem with than she does in this particular piece. But the whole thing is about him getting an industry award, a fan award for Westerns, because he appeared in quite a few Westerns. And he did a very generous thing with one of the people that were at this, one of these big fans. It was at the this award ceremony, and it caught virally people all of a sudden wanted him to star in films, but he's got health issues that he's dealing with and family issues. It's a compelling film. I liked it a lot. The Hero is currently playing. And then Beatrix at Dinner is also playing a few screenings here and there between our repertory screenings. And that stars Salma Hayek and John Lithgow. Salma Hayek is an immigrant from a Mexican community, and she's a health practitioner in Los Angeles. She's doing some health work on the lady of the house. She ends up getting stuck there and then is invited to dinner that they're doing for this John Lithgow character, who's a cutthroat a real estate developer billionaire. And the conflict between those two is very very interesting. John Lithgow does a great job. Salma Hayek,
he's a great actor, but he's one of those guys that, what do they call it, eating the scenery, where whenever he's on frame, he just kind of takes over and dominates.
Yeah, I really liked his performance.
I like him in most of the stuff he does.
So Beatrix at Dinner, you got a few screenings there. And then opening a week from today, we'll talk about this more next week, but keep this on your radar, The Big Sick. So at Sundance, this was the film that all of my...
It's a great title.
Yeah, all of my... colleagues talked about as being the best film. I didn't actually see it, but it's a film that stars a Pakistani-American guy, Kumail Nanjiani, and Emily Gordon, and these two characters, this Pakistani immigrant, child of a second Pakistani immigrant, and this All-American girl, Emily Gordon, fall in love, and the cultural conflicts become extremely both poignant and humorous. Emily's parents are played by Holly Hunter and Ray Romano. When she becomes sick, when the Emily character becomes sick.
It's been interesting to watch Ray Romano kind of transition into more dramatic roles moving away from his sitcom persona.
Yeah, absolutely. This is directed by Michael Showalter, who did Hello, My Name is Doris, and produced by Judd Apatow, who's done a lot of
everything,
great comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So anyway, The Big Sick opens a week from today, so keep that on your radar. Our Summer Classic series has got a lot of great stuff going. This week we're kicking off a Hitchcock series, so every Sunday and Tuesday we're playing two different Hitchcock films.
So what's on Sunday?
We got Strangers on a Train, which is based on the Patricia Highsmith thrillers, and that's on Sunday. And then Tuesday is going to be Rear Window.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, James Stewart, Grace Kelly, and Raymond Burr. And that continues into August. And then we also kick off tonight at 9:30 a Stanley Kubrick After Dark series with Lolita. So this is the first film that he wrote, directed, and produced based on the famous novel. And then next week we're doing 2001 A Space Odyssey. So anyway, there's a lot of great stuff to see at the Michigan Theater, a lot of great stuff to see at the multiplexes. You know, Wonder Woman is something that people are talking about. I saw it. It's a fun superhero
movie. Much
like
Superman is expected to be this week.
Absolutely. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Now, you mentioned 2001 A Space Odyssey when you saw that the first time.
Right.
Did you love it?
1968. It was very mysterious.
I never got past the monkeys around the obelisk.
Oh, well, you know.
That just seemed to go on forever. Never made it past.
Yeah, just, mostly just the
had,
space
just
picture.
Just had to leave.
But, well, you know, some movies are kind of elliptical and wonderful at the same time. The technology there was outstanding, and it was a very, very compelling film. And people still love it, but it is very odd, for sure. Very odd.
Indeed. Well, speaking for the odd, I'm Russ Collins. I'm David Fair. And you've been listening to another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.